Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for October 25th, 2016 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone is absent, excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham representing the Civil Service Board of Commissioners.
Our first item for today is item A8, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience for comments. Our next item is item A8B, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? Ask for the motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A3, a request by the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Community Service Department to extend the eligibility list for part-time parks maintenance workers 1. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to extend the eligibility list for part-time parks maintenance worker 1, recruitment 1602-12, until February 24, 2016, in accordance with Civil Service Rule 409A. If I can have that motion.
So, what the question?
Okay. Yeah. Would the correct date be 2017?
Oh, yes, thank you.
That's what I was saying. I didn't notice that before.
No, I was wondering, how many are on the list when we extend these things?
It varies. This particular one, there's about 8 candidates, if I remember correctly.
So, there's still a good group to pick from. Good.
They okay. did.
I did read in the backup material that they thought they had some good potential candidates, and that's why they
just didn't say, you know, how many. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, that was a good point. I'll put that in future for reference.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would ask for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A4, correspondence. I don't believe we have any today.
No correspondence.
On to our monthly report, which is item A5.
All right. Well, just really quickly, you have two-month summary activity reports that were distributed in your packets, one for the month of August and one for the month of September. In August, we issued 20 eligibility lists certifying 260 candidates and had 17 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. And in the month of September, we issued 18 eligibility lists certifying 250 candidates with 10 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. I did want to bring to the board's attention a couple of things that we're focusing on right now, trying to improve participation in our testing process, and then also assisting the departments in facilitating and coordinating their department selection interviews to provide better service. With the ultimate outcome of we're hoping to just improve the recruitment process overall in terms of an experience for candidates as well as an experience for the departments in filling their positions as quickly as possible. So we have proactively been working on contacting candidates not only via email to invite them to participate in testing and interviews, but making phone calls. Trying to more clearly communicate what will be involved in the recruitment and hiring process and set expectations for them from the beginning. So it does seem to be working. We are having higher rates of participation in all testing, including our law enforcement training, which is probably one of the top focus, and our police dispatchers, where we really have significant gaps in terms of needing to fill a lot of vacancies. So that is the number one focus for the department, and I just wanted to make sure that you as our commissioners knew what we were doing in the department.
I did have a question about the dispatchers. Are they increasing the total number of dispatchers, or is this just to keep up with their current number that they've had until now?
It's not a significant increase in the number, but it is a difficult position to, one, fill in terms of recruitment, and then the training process is very lengthy. And it is a challenging job, and a lot of times people's expectations of the job don't really match what is involved in it. And so we're trying to do a better job in terms of communicating with our candidates. We changed our testing process and the type of tests that we're administering to hopefully get candidates that are better suited to fill that role. That's the intent ultimately. And then, of course, it's just a very long process from start to finish, from the time that we're recruiting somebody to the time that they are hired and then fully trained to do that job. And really, you're looking at realistically about a year's period of time from the time they start the position to the time that they are really capable of being truly independent, strong personnel in those positions.
And as you said, it takes a special kind of person. That's really a tough job.
It is. It is a very difficult job. An extremely important job and very interesting, but I don't think if somebody's been working in customer service, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will be a great dispatcher. There's a lot involved, and they truly are. When you talk about multitasking, I don't think there's many jobs that involve the level of multitasking a dispatcher does.
The stress, too.
Yes.
I would think stress would knock a lot of them out once they really see what it is.
The turnover rate must be...
Yes. It is significant.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do a better job, like I say, from the beginning to set those expectations to improve that turnover mm-hmm. rate.
Did any of the dispatchers transfer over from fire into the police?
No, none of them did. They all moved over to...
Confire.
Yeah, Confire.
Well, that's interesting. It's too bad we lost a potential source of having people stay with the city. But so such as Steve?
I just wanted to bring to the board's attention, I am put in a sort of ethical firewall in our office so that I can advise the civil service board. So for example, I don't advise on many HR issues, things like that. I had to declare a conflict with Rebecca on the police dispatchers. Any issues she has with those, although she hasn't had any yet, thank goodness. But if she does, I have had declared a conflict, and if the board had any issues regarding this particular recruitment, I'd probably have to conflict off that as well. My brother's applying.
Gotcha.
And so I can't be involved in any of the decisions that are being made. So just be aware, if you see something in the backup on a future meeting and you think you're going to have questions about it, please let Rebecca or I know,
sure.
so mm-hmm. I can have another deputy city attorney come
okay.
and give advice on that.
Okay, thank you for that.
Rebecca, this one of the reports, it talks about application screen, and I just noticed how August jumped out with somebody who's greater than the rest of the mind. So with that.
It does fluctuate wildly, and it really depends on the type of recruitment that we're doing. So some recruitments, we accept a very large number of applications that we're screening, and others that we will limit the recruitment or there will be fewer qualified candidates that are even applying for the position.
Those are for the position that are available, right?
That is. And some of our recruitments will have, 200 and 300 applications that we're screening, and others it's a very small number. We're talking about, 20 at most. So that number will fluctuate wildly based on the recruitments that we're actually running in that month. So you will see kind of shifts up and down there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure there's some position that you post out there. Everybody think they can do that job.
Yes, absolutely. And some of them that require, lesser qualifications,
right.
We will limit the number of applications that we'll even take with them because we just... get such a huge number. A lot of our administrative assistant, office assistant, those types of positions, we get a lot of qualified candidates.
Okay.
Any other questions about operations in the department?
With that, I'll ask for a motion that the activity reports for August and September 2016 and the personnel action summary reports for September 19th, October 10th, and October 17th, we received in file. If I could have that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A6, closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session items today. Moving on to item A7, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of November 8th, 2016. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You're good. So efficient.
One more time, David.
Is our young lady still retiring?
She is. Well, officially it will be January, but her last day will be at the end of December that she's actually working, yeah.
So she hasn't changed her mind?
She hasn't changed her mind, dang her. Hold on.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Glad you're still here, buddy.
I'm still alive.
I see you on TV.